And in just a few minutes, we will hear from author Joe Connison, someone we have talked to a number of times on this program, including following the publication of his best-selling book, Big Lies. Joe Connison's new book is called It Can Happen Here, which warns of the troubling authoritarian rule tendencies of the Bush administration. We will be offering Joe Connison's new book as a thank you for a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio this hour as well. And Cheryl Gasser joins me to talk more about that. Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning again, Joy. That's right. For a pledge of $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio in support of all the wonderful programming, the great guests that you hear, the wonderful job that Joy does weekdays from 6 until 9, you can get a copy of Joe Connison's new book, It Can Happen Here, Authoritarian Peril in the Age of Bush. And that's for this hour only. And also along with that, you will get the member benefit card that gives you 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants around the state, discounts on arts and cultural events and online shopping as well. Our way of saying thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
We did come very close to that $2,000 goal in our last hour, Cheryl. But not quite. They're still tallying up the total, about $1,600 raised toward that $2,000 goal. So thank you so very much. That's wonderful that you called in your pledges last hour. We, though, now have a new goal because it's a new hour, and that goal is $5,000 during this hour, because we know you enjoy talking about politics, and we know that you have enjoyed, when you have heard from in the past, Joe Connison, a little higher goal than last hour. Joe Connison, author of It Can Happen Here. We'll talk politics, things going on in the political world during this hour, and offer as our thank you to you for your pledge of $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, his new book, It Can Happen Here, Authoritarian Peril in the Age of Bush. Joe Connison in this book maintains that bit by bit, our liberties and constitutional protections are being diminished or discarded, and that we have to do something about it. So we'll talk more with him about that. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge on the web, WPR.org.
The average pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, right around $120, but why not? If you're interested in Joe's book this hour, Joe Connison's new book, pledge $150. You will get the member benefit card, good for 2-for-1 entrees around the state, and Joe's new book, It Can Happen Here, Authoritarian Peril in the Age of Bush, and all of the wonderful programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. You hear from Joy and Kathleen and Larry in the morning, in the afternoon from Gene Faraca and Ben Marins, and that's all Wisconsin-produced talk. Wisconsin Public Radio is a unique service. There aren't any other stations around the country who do as much talk programming, locally produced talk programming, as we do here in Wisconsin. It's a point of pride, and it costs money to produce programs like this. The number to call to pledge your support, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online at safeandsecurewpr.org.
Thanks very much to Albert in Washburn, who called in a pledge this past hour. He says he's a regular listener, and I feel that I have a responsibility to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio if I'm a listener to Wisconsin Public Radio. So
thank you
so much, Albert, and that's right. We hope that everyone who is a listener to Wisconsin Public Radio would also call in a contribution, but we realize that that's not always possible. Not every single person has the means at a given time to make a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. That's why your contribution is even more important. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org.
And be the first person this hour to pledge in support of Joy's program. 1-800-383-9772. It takes 3 or 4 minutes of your time, whether you pledge at that number and talk with a friendly volunteer, or you go online to WPR.org. and fill out our online pledge form. It is safe and secure. You can see Joe Connison's book, read a little bit about it there on our website, WPR.org. And again, his book can be yours during this hour. It Can Happen Here, Authoritarian Peril in the Age of Bush, for a pledge of $150 a year or more. You can break it down monthly if that's easier for you, or you can pay all at once with a credit card if that's the best thing. Send us a check. The options are endless, and it's completely up to you how much you pay. But again, for a pledge of $12.50 a month, Joe Connison's new book can be coming to you.
Thanks to Tanya in Mineral Point, who also called in a pledge recently. She says she pledges because I wouldn't be able to survive without Wisconsin Public Radio. Wow, we're so happy that you are surviving, Tanya, and called in a pledge. It's really wonderful. I mean, it is you think to yourself, what would it mean if this service weren't here for you? Would you miss this service if it weren't here? Sometimes when you put it that way, it makes you realize how important the programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, how important it is to your life. We count on listener support to pay for this programming. You're the most important part of our budget. You can help do that by calling 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And it's true, Joy, that we could not survive without our listeners. Mm-hmm. Financial support from listeners is crucial to what we do here at Wisconsin Public Radio. We could not do it without you. We say that time and time again, and it is the truth. We are here for you because of listener support. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call or pledge online at WPR.org because you care about what's going on in the world, because you care about politics. Joy does a wonderful job of mixing up topics throughout the week and the day. She talks health, politics, education, the environment. And politics, I know, is something that our listeners tell us time and time again is an important part of the program. Joe Connison is a guest you've heard before. We've heard from listeners that they wanted to hear him again. And here he is for you today during this hour. His book, It Can Happen Here, can be yours for a pledge this hour only of $150 or more. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Yeah, Joe Connison has some pretty good credentials. He writes a popular political column for the New York Observer. He has since 1992. He also writes for Salon.com. You see him from time to time on other media, but you don't hear him everywhere. And I think that's what's important about Wisconsin Public Radio, is that we really do look for voices from all over the political spectrum and guests from all different political perspectives. And we've heard listeners say, I'm so grateful that I can hear these voices that are underrepresented in the other mainstream media. So if that's important to you, I hope you pledge right now at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And thanks to you if you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, whether you've been a member for years or you just joined us earlier in this pledge drive. But if you're not a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, if you've let your membership lapse, we are talking to you, asking for your support for the programming that you've come to count on. Day in and day out, you listen to Joy in the morning. Do you listen throughout the day to Wisconsin Public Radio? Do you listen on the weekends as well? What is that worth to you? Put a price on it, put a number on it, and call in with your pledge of financial support. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at safe and secure WPR.org.
We talked to Joe Connison before when he wrote the book Big Lies, which you can imagine what those big lies were. And we also talked to him when he wrote the book, The Raw Deal. That was criticizing the so-called Social Security reform proposals that were being discussed. And now we will talk with him about It Can Happen Here, his brand new book, Authoritarian Peril in the Age of Bush. So we will talk more about why Joe Connison thinks that our constitutional protections are at stake, our very democracy perhaps at stake, and welcome your thoughts and questions for him. But you have time right now to call in a pledge to support this kind of programming and pick up a copy of his book, It can happen here for a pledge of $150 a year or more to 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. 18 minutes now past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, February the 27th, and we'll talk about some issues in the news with Joe Connison this hour, author of the new book, It Can Happen Here, Authoritarian Peril in the Age of Bush. And we will welcome your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Joe Connison says the authoritarianism exhibited by the Bush administration has had many troubling effects, including the suspension of traditional legal rights for certain citizens, the imposition of secrecy and the inhibition of the free flow of information, the extension of domestic spying without legal sanction or warrant, the promotion of torture and other barbaric practices, and the collusion of government and parties with corporate interests and religious fundamentalists. And that's just in the introduction. Joe Connison is a columnist, a writer for Salon.com. He has written a popular political column for the New York Observer since 1992. He is the author of previous books, Big Lies and the Raw Deal, and the recently published It Can Happen Here, Authoritarian Peril in the Age of Bush. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Yeah, thanks a lot for being back with us.
It's a great pleasure.
So tell me what it is.
What it is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when Sinclair Lewis wrote the book It Can't Happen Here in 1935, he was talking about the threat of authoritarianism or even fascism in 30s America, which was, if you think back, racked by depression. There were authoritarian movements of various kinds in America. There were people actually calling for a dictatorship because they were so worried about the future of the country. And they saw fascism rising in Europe. And Lewis at the time was married to a great American newspaper correspondent named Dorothy Thompson, one of the first great women correspondents who had served in Germany and been kicked out for telling the truth about the Nazis, and came back and was really couldn't think about anything else. And he wrote that book in a period of a few months. In that book, it means it's a satirical novel, and it means the loss of constitutional freedoms that is total, and takeover by a dictator. Now, in my book, it doesn't mean that, and I try to explain that in the introduction. But it means a more, I would say, insidious and gradual loss of constitutional liberty, of traditional values in our government, and a turn towards more authoritarian structures and centralized power.
Yeah. He also, Sinclair Lewis wrote in It Can't Happen Here, when fascism comes to America, it will be wrapped in the flag carrying a cross.
Well, that's right.
You argue we're not necessarily too far from that.
Well, there certainly have been movements in this country in the last couple of decades, and certainly they've gained increasing power that, in my view, are authoritarian. There are segments of the religious right that could be described as authoritarian, and they do wave the flag and brandish the cross against anybody who questions them. And I'm sorry to say that the president has given a great deal of comfort to those elements by his own declarations of a great piety and the fact that he claims to be motivated by his religious beliefs and what he's doing. Both here and abroad, which has been a disaster for our foreign policy, incidentally. You know, when after 9/11, there was a period when people as diverse as Ralph Reed and Rudy Giuliani suggested that the selection of George Bush as president was somehow divinely inspired. And those are uncomfortable signs of an authoritarian mindset. And those are some of the things that I do examine in the book.
Now, speaking, though, Joe Connison, of 9/11, aren't we in a different age, doesn't it require maybe different governing and maybe giving up some constitutional protections because the terrorists want to kill us?
Joy, that's a very good question. Mm-hmm. It's one that I get asked a lot, mm-hmm. and it's one that I think a lot of Americans ask themselves. But, you know, Ben Franklin said, those who would give up their liberty for a little temporary security deserve neither, and in my view, they'll get neither. What we are facing is a terror threat that I don't think warrants depriving people of habeas corpus rights or violating our commitment to the abolition of torture, which is something that our military has been in favor of for many years and still is. You know, the critics of this administration are not just a group of liberal college professors. We have seen people from the ranks of the retired military step forward and say, look, not only is this not going to increase our safety, but this is wrong. It violates military traditions that go back to George Washington. And in the long run, this is not how we're going to improve our security.
I'm going to bring in some callers for you. Donna in Ashland. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
I'm a retired bookstore owner who memorized her customers' lists and destroyed her records so that nobody could come into my store and demand to know who I waited on.
Bravo, so, Donna.
Thank you. Honest to God, Ray Bradbury all over again. My question to you, sir, is even some of my loyal Democratic friends are saying to me, look, the guy's only going to be in office another 23 months. We can simply outlast him. Would you please explain to the audience how we as a people and a nation really can't afford to do that?
Well,
thank you.
Sure. One of the reasons I wrote this book, knowing that we could have a change in Congress in the midterm, is that once Congress changed hands, then the task really became holding this administration accountable for the things that it has done over the last 6 years and trying to make sure that these things don't happen again and or become worse under the next administration. There's no guarantee that either a Democratic or Republican president who replaces George W. Bush will actually abandon these centralizing and authoritarian policies. Nobody knows who's going to be the next president. And in any case, it's the constitutional responsibility of the Congress to do these things. They are set up and intended and designed as a check on presidential power. And even though up until this year they failed miserably at that task, it still is the task that needs to be done.
Thank you very much, Donna, for the call. Mitch in Green Bay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I heard that Bush said that he was going to have the budget balanced in 2012. I'm wondering if that's an indicator of how long he plans to be in office and if he's going to use the Iran deal of provoking Iran into a war so that he can declare executive power and take over.
Well, I would be very surprised. Even I would be very mm-hmm. surprised if he did something like that, Mitch. But what's troubling, and what I say in the introduction of the book, is that there are a lot of people in America who have those kinds of questions on their mind or who wonder how much further our liberties are going to be diminished by this government. So a question like that, that would have sounded completely outlandish at one time, now sounds like, oh, well, to many people, it's conceivable, and that's bad. It shouldn't be that way. We shouldn't have any question that we're going to have a peaceful transfer of power every 4 years the way we have for now hundreds of years.
Yeah. You know, Joe Connison, a lot of people are worried, even though the administration denies it every other day, but a lot of people are worried that a military strike against Iran is imminent. It's going to happen. We just read again from Seymour Hersh that
yes.
This is going to happen. Should we believe the administration that there are no plans to do this?
Well, you know, I mean, I hate to say this, Joy, but given their track record, it's not easy to believe anything they say. I don't think there's any question that there are contingency plans to invade Iraq, but on the other hand, those kinds of plans have existed for a long time. What what Cy Hirsch says is that planning of an invasion of Iraq has now moved to a higher level in the Pentagon, that it's there's a unit within the Joint Chiefs of Staff that is now actively looking at that option, which is troubling to those of us who think that would be a huge, yet another huge strategic error. In the first chapter of the book, I examine what I call the post-9/11 worldview of Karl Rove, and the Iran issue ties into Mr. Rove because he is said to have received a kind of a peace feeler from the Iranians in 2003, the year before the presidential election, and to have basically turned it down, to have tossed it in the garbage can, which was a terrible mistake, but because, of course, I guess he thinks that the tension in the Middle East helped the president get reelected, but it also helped to elect Ahmadinejad, who's now the very aggressive, belligerent, and perhaps somewhat crazy president of Iran. The fact that the Iranians had regime had reached out and tried to get some kind of diplomatic engagement going with the United States and was rejected really helped the hardliners in Iran and has led to the situation we have now.
We're going to check the latest news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will continue talking with Joe Connison, author of It Can Happen Here, Authoritarian Peril in the Age of Bush. And this book is our thank you gift this hour for a pledge of $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Tuesday, February the 27th. Thanks so much to the, how many, 10 of you who have called in pledges of support so far this hour and pledged nearly $1,200 toward a $5,000 goal. That's great. Many of you picking up a copy of Joe Connison's new book, It Can Happen Here, Authoritarian Peril in the Age of Bush. The number to call to make a pledge of any amount, all pledges help support Wisconsin Public Radio, listener-supported radio. But if you'd like a copy of Joe Connison's book, the level that we ask you to pledge at is $150 a year. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge on the web at WPR.org, WPR.org. Joseph in La Crosse called in his pledge this hour and says, Wisconsin Public Radio does a great public service for the citizens of the state. And Ann in Madison says, we need all the political interviews we can get. Well, that's what we're doing this hour. We're talking politics. We're talking our constitutional protections. We're talking about whether our democracy is at risk this hour with Joe Connison, who says yes. And he says that it can happen here, authoritarian peril in the age of Bush. You can talk to Joe Connison for the next several minutes that he stays with us to talk with him about issues in his book or current affairs. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234 is our toll-free number, our call-in number in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. I'm going to go right back to the phones and take Steve in Oshkosh, our next caller. Hi, Steve, you're on the air.
Good morning to you both. Joe, I wonder if you could weigh in on this notion. If you look at public opinion polls regarding freedom of the press or indefinite detention or locking up American citizens, one can make the case that Americans are more comfortable with an East German-style police state than they are with a Norwegian-style free and open democracy.
Well, you know, I hope that's not true. Public opinion polls can be skewed in a lot of different ways, as you know, Steve. It depends a lot how you ask the question. There have certainly been many polls that showed that I'm afraid that people are not particularly supportive of a free press, sometimes because the press hasn't done a very good job of either explaining what its own role is or of fulfilling that role. But I think you can also find polls that would have showed, for example, that people were turned very strongly against the Patriot Act at a certain point. You would see members of Congress from districts that were quite conservative standing up to say, you know, I'm not going to renew this act because it infringes on our liberties. So in the end, I think there was certainly a period after 9/11, immediately after 9/11, when the president effectively had almost absolute power, and very few, if any, people on Capitol Hill would have stood up to challenge almost anything that they tried to do. As I say in the book, the Attorney General, then John Ashcroft, sent the first version of the Patriot Act up to the Hill and pretty much ordered them to pass it within 3 days. They didn't end up doing that, but that was a sign of the muscle that was being flexed at that moment. What they've done since then is to abuse that power, particularly with regard to their war powers, and they've lost people's support. And I'm not sure that if you took a poll now that said, do we trust the president or the Congress more to control policy? Don't we need checks and balances? I think most people would say yes.
Yeah. Let me talk to you about a couple of things in the news right now. We don't know yet if this jury is going to convict Louis Libby, the former aide to Vice President Dick Cheney, for lying to investigators about his role in the leaking of a CIA agent's name, Valerie Plame.
Right.
But what have you learned, Joe Connison, from the trial and the testimony, and how does that play into your concerns over authoritarianism?
Well, I think it showed a certain kind of lawlessness at the top of the government, which is really a sign of an authoritarian mindset, which is to say we can do anything because we're in power and the law doesn't apply to us. We are the exception to the law, which is the hallmark of an authoritarian regime or one that aspires to authoritarian power. These people felt they could do anything. And the president, in the wake of Valerie Plame's exposure, proclaimed his fidelity to the law. He said anyone in this government who was involved in this act will be dismissed. And, of course, they didn't dismiss anyone when they found out. We found out that lots of people in the government were involved in this, and none of them were dismissed or sanctioned in any way because this was the actual policy of this government was to do this act. And no matter what the law said, and that is a very serious problem. The other thing that the Plame investigation shows to me is the deep importance of an independent judiciary and independent, including prosecutors. That is to say, a prosecutor who is not controlled by the central government, because these prosecutors have to be able to hold government accountable as well as citizens. And I think Patrick Fitzgerald has done a very good job in fulfilling that role. And, of course, that's brought howls of outrage from the administration's supporters, as I predicted once in a column long ago, that if he did his job, he would be attacked. And, of course, he is being attacked. But he doesn't care, fortunately.
We also heard in the news that Congress is going to take up a resolution that would, in essence, change or withdraw the authorization to go to war in Iraq because the mission
right.
is changing. What do you think about that?
Senator Levin from your neighboring state is the author of that idea, and I think it's a good idea, not least because the president misled the Congress about his intentions when they passed that War Powers Resolution. If you recall, President Bush said that war against Iraq would be a last resort to disarm Saddam Hussein, that he would follow the diplomatic path through the UN until that had proved that it was no longer going to be effective. And the truth is the opposite. The president intended, we now know, the president intended to go to war from the beginning, as the documents leaked from the British government have shown us. And he did not, in fact, allow the process of inspections to continue until it proved that it either disarmed Saddam or was not going to work. Instead, he cut it off in the middle, and they threw the inspectors out, and they attacked. And I think many of the people who voted for that resolution felt betrayed by that. Now, it's taken them a long time to figure out that they should do something about it, but and to have the ability to do it with a new majority in the Congress, but I think it's altogether appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have confidence that the current democratically controlled Congress is going to be able to exert some power in this balance of power when it comes to the war in Iraq?
You know, it's a close question, Joy, and scholars will debate this as to what the exact division of war powers is between the president and the Congress. What I will say, though, is that, you know, you can't really expect the Congress to fix in a few months what the president and the vice president and their former Secretary of Defense took 4 years to screw up. I mean, this is a real thicket of difficulty that they've stuck us into here, and to straighten it out in a way that doesn't do more damage to us and to the Iraqis will take some time, and people disagree about it. So it doesn't shock me that the Democrats are kind of groping towards a solution here, but I think there is so much public pressure to do something about this. The president is so bereft of public support for this war now that the Congress will have to do something. Yeah.
So, Joe Connison, what needs to happen so it can't happen here?
Well, what needs to happen is that we have to have a citizenry that is active in its own defense, in the sense of political action, of holding their representatives accountable and demanding that their representatives hold the government accountable. I think it's important for people to understand what's happened over the last 5 years, which is why I wrote this book. And I think once people start to get a full understanding of the dimensions of this problem, it will inspire them to become active citizens. And that, to me, in a democracy, that's the best and only cure.
Yeah, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. And I want to say to your listeners that I regard public radio as a really essential source of information that is not controlled by corporations or the state. I listen to it every day myself, and I cannot urge them in any stronger terms to support you.
Thank you so much. That really helps a lot. Joe Connison writes for Salon.com, has written for the New York Observer since 1992, author of a number of books, including Big Lies, The Raw Deal, and the recently published It Can Happen Here, Authoritarian Peril in the Age of Bush. And we will once again tell you how you can pick up a copy of his new book in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 13 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, February the 27th. Joining me once again, Cheryl Gasser, the Assistant Director of Talk Programming at Wisconsin Public Radio. Hello again, Cheryl.
Hello, Joy. How are we doing towards that goal?
We're doing well. $1,490, $1,490 toward a $5,000 goal. That's a good start, but obviously not $5,000 yet, and it's important for us to reach this $5,000 goal so we can stay on track during our membership drive. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. You can help us pay for these programs and to stay on track and to raise the amount of money we need to in listener support by calling in a pledge. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And we have a special thank you this hour.
At that $150 level a year or more, break it down, it's $1,250 a month, we will send you Joe Connison's brand new book, It Can Happen Here, Authoritarian Peril in the Age of Bush. We'll also send you at that same level a member benefit card from Wisconsin Public Radio, gets you 2-for-1 entrees at 255 restaurants. There's also discounts for online shopping and 2-for-1 admission for many arts and entertainment venues around the state of Wisconsin. Our way of saying thank you for supporting the programming, and that is the real benefit. With your pledge of support for Wisconsin Public Radio, you will help to keep the program going strong. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Yeah, thanks to Keith in Sparta, who's called in a pledge. He says he's a first-time subscriber, so a brand-new member to Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you, Keith. He's been out of Wisconsin for a long time, but has recently moved back and now is looking forward to a long relationship. So
that sounds wonderful. And that's true. If you were a member of Wisconsin Public Radio at one time and let your membership lapse, whether you moved out of state or just didn't really get around to renewing, we would love to welcome you back to the Wisconsin Public Radio family. Make that pledge now, any amount up to you, but $150 will get you this hour only Joe Connison's new book, It Can Happen Here.
1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. Keith, who says that he just moved back to Wisconsin after being out of state for a long time, probably knows that the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio is unique. You do not find this kind of a network really anywhere else in the country, where we do these kind of talk show forums, talk show in-depth, intelligent talk with guests from different perspectives, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning and going all the way until 6 o'clock at night. Most public radio stations, many of them have an call-in, just one or two. And we have them all day long, so you can talk to the guests like Joe Connison, so you can hear from your elected representatives, so you can keep abreast of the current issues of the day, or maybe even get a lesson in history with that author on the book on presidents. I mean, it's ongoing discussion of current issues and issues of the day and issues that affect our lives, that make our lives better. Your contribution helps pay for all of this at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And you hear from guests with differing perspectives on the news of the day. You get a chance, as Joy said, to talk with them if you want, to challenge them, to agree with them. But the bottom line is that we bring you all perspectives and let you make up your own mind. What is that kind of programming worth? What are guests like Joe Connison, and in the past we've had John Leo and Greg Palast, the list of big names goes on and on, and we give you a chance to talk with them one-on-one. Day after day, Joy brings you quality programming, amazing guests. She does a wonderful job hosting the variety of topics that she does 3 hours each day. What is that worth to you? 1-800-383-9772. You can pledge online, WPR.org. And when you go online, you can see the cover of Joe Connison's book, read a little bit about it. And again, pledging at the $150 a year level or more per year will get you his latest book, but only for the next few minutes.
Yeah, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Thanks to Lois in La Crosse, who called in a pledge this hour. She says, it is worth pledging for something I listen to every morning. Well, Lois, thank you so much for listening every morning and for making that contribution during this hour. Lots of callers who are very grateful to hear the political interviews that we are doing on the Ideas Network. Cheryl, Joseph in La Crosse, Wisconsin Public Radio does a great public service for the citizens of the state. Thank you very much for calling in your pledge. Now, we hope to convince you, if you have not yet made that contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, to place a value on this. You can pledge anything to Wisconsin Public Radio. You don't have to pledge $150 if you don't want the book. Any pledge is appreciated. We ask for the $150 pledge, though, to send you the book. It Can Happen Here, Authoritarian Peril in the Age of Bush, and at that same pledge, we'll get you the member benefit card as well.
1-800-383-9772. You call. It is quick and easy. A volunteer pick up the phone and talk to you about who you are, some contact information from you. We will keep that information private and confidential. We ask you how much you'd like to contribute, how you'd like to pay for it. You can also go online at WPR.org and fill out our online pledge form there. In either case, it's quick and easy. We would love to hear from you now during this hour. Just 6 minutes left to get Joe Connison's new book, It Can Happen Here. For a pledge of $150 a year or more, break it down monthly if you like, for $12.50 a month.
We heard Joe Connison also say that he's a big supporter of his local public radio station, a big believer in public radio. As he put it, public radio is not owned by a corporation. It's really owned by you. You are the owner of Wisconsin Public Radio. We certainly do accept some underwriting, but they are very brief announcements just saying that a certain local company supports Wisconsin Public Radio. We are not owned by some big mega media corporation. We are owned by you, and we can stay public radio. We can stay non-commercial radio. Radio with your help, with your pledge. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Listener support is our biggest source of support, and you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Won't you become a member today? If you're already a member, thank you so much. If not, now would be a great time to join, because you care about world affairs and not just what happens in your backyard, but what's going on around the globe, and because Joy's program helps to keep you informed and up to date. Make that pledge of support. Help us keep going strong. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at WPR.org.
And you get to hear from guests like Joe Connison. And we have heard from Joe in the past when he wrote his book, Big Lies and the Raw Deal. We talked to him, and you were able to hear from him and or talk to him. And but we have heard from many other guests who have different political points of view than Joe Connison. We take your suggestions for guests on a regular basis. We want to know who you want us, who you want to hear from, who you want to talk to. So you have a lot of input, a lot of say into what we discuss on Wisconsin Public Radio, and we hope you will pledge your support to keep it coming to you. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
You've heard from Joe Connison over the years on Wisconsin Public Radio, talking with us not only about his new books, but also commenting on how we got into the war in Iraq. And we talk with him about John Kerry and the Swift Boat ads, the CIA leak investigation, and the latest in politics. He's a guest that listeners have heard from and asked to have back, and we do. And only this hour can you get Joe Connison's brand new book, It Can Happen Here, for a pledge of $150 or more per year. Make the call. Go online, WPR.org, 1-800-383-9772. Please, make the call, make the pledge.
Yes, the phones have been ringing, but I hope the volunteers are so busy that they haven't been able to enter all of the pledges into our computer, because right now we are at about $1,800 toward that $5,000 goal. We can do it with your help. Only, though, a couple of minutes left in the hour. You can continue to call through the news, but do make your pledge. If you've been on the fence thinking, I'll make a pledge sometime, this would be a good time to do it. It will help us reach this $5,000 goal, and you can pick up a copy of Joe Connison's new book, It Can Happen Here, for a pledge of $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. You'll also get the member benefit card, good for the two-for-one entrees at all those restaurants as well. Yours for a pledge of just $12.50 a month, or if you want to put it monthly, you can pay for it, $12.50 a month. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
For the variety of topics that Joy covers, the different perspectives, the top-notch guests we bring you each morning, and for the chance to be part of the conversation when you are so moved, make a pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772, WPR.org. It's your chance to let Joy know that you appreciate what she does each weekday morning for you. She does an amazing job hosting. She covers topics, you know, from healthcare to education to politics. And again, this is your last chance to pick up Joe Connison's new book, It Can Happen Here, for a pledge of support of $150 or more for the year.
If you haven't made that pledge yet, you're a newer listener or just never have pledged before to Wisconsin Public Radio, your call right now will help us reach 10 new members during this hour, which would be great. So please do consider that as well. And thanks to Martha in Madison, who did call in a pledge recently. She says she really likes the Friday Week in Review program that I host every Friday morning after 8 o'clock. Thank you, Martha, for calling in your pledge now. And thanks for letting us know that you appreciate the Week in Review. We really appreciate you. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. I'm Joy Cardine with Cheryl Gasser, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.